Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show with host author Carolyn Ritter Watson, breaking through tears, bondage, loss, and hurt, equipping you with tools to execute your God-given purpose. Remember to order your copy of Tears in a Bottle now, available on Amazon.com, and receive a free companion guide.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed.
When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I have a word for you. So come on in and sit back and relax and be blessed today. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I can't believe that we have gone through a whole new year, 2017, and now we're about to enter into 2018. Woo, praise God. We made it. Amen. We made it. I mean, we made it this far, you know, and I'm just so excited about the plans and purposes that God has for us, that he has for me, and that he has for you. But this morning, I want to pose a question because many times what I know to be true is that God wants to do a new thing, and we're so stuck on the old way of thinking, how we used to do things, how, you know, this worked for me in the past, and when I was here, when I was with that person, you know, this happened, that happened, you know, and I know I've been guilty of that too, but God is saying, no, we got to let that thing go and move forward. And so my question for you today is, who are you? Who are you this morning? Excuse me, who are you? You know, are you so focused on who you were prior to your relationship with God? The old you before you gave your life to Christ? You know, I mean, if you're so focused on who you used to be, your old habits and your old way of thinking and the old friends that you used to hang out with, the old things that used to work, but they're not working any longer because you are a new creation in him. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. And so I want you to come on in here, and we're going to talk about this thing today. We're going to dive in, but you know how I like to do. I like to set the atmosphere with praise and worship. And so I want you to just take a second and just take a couple of deep breaths. Just breathe in. And breathe out. We're going to breathe in all the blessings of God, amen, all of the promises of God, which are yes and amen. And we're going to breathe out anything that doesn't look like him, anything from our past that is no longer serving us, that is no longer beneficial to us, we're going to breathe that out today, amen. And we're just going to breathe in and take a breather here. Take a deep breath, go into praise and worship mode, and just be open. Open your heart, open your mind. Here we go.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise him. Come on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. And God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the
I'm lost without you, Lord.
realize that you're nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He, oh, come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. Come on, come on, come on. You drop out group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, say it again.
Yes, this is the air I breathe. Just take a deep breath and breathe it in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for the breath in my body. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Listen, if you just joined us, welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough morning session. This is your Sunday morning inspiration session, and I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson. And so thanks for joining this morning. This morning I have posed the question, who are you? Who are you? Because I'm finding out more and more every day that we just don't know who we are and whose we are. We have an identity crisis going on, and it's so important that we know who we are. And so I'm going to ask you that question again. Who are you? Do you know? Are you so focused on who you used to be, the old you, prior to you giving your life to Christ, that, you know, you are having a hard time living out the promises of God and reaping the benefits? Because there are promises that he has made to us. And then there are benefits that we're supposed to be applying to our lives, amen? But if you're walking around holding on to the old you and thinking that you're not deserving, then you're never going to reap the benefits, amen? And so let's start right there with the benefit, because I like to say God has given us a benefit package, amen? And you can find that benefit package, a breakdown of that benefit package in Psalm 103, 1 through 5. I'm going to just read it to you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all my iniquities, who healed all of my diseases, who redeems my life from destruction, who crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I recite that. I confess that Psalm 103 every day of my life, and I have confessed that every day for most of my adult life because I accept the benefit package. Amen. I accept the benefit package, and I apply those benefits to my life every day. And so, you know, as we enter into the new year, it's only natural to want to, you know, reflect back over the previous years and consider what happened, you know, whether it was good or whether it's bad. You know, I understand why, you know, it's easy and it's natural to focus on the past. Right? You know, but it is time to do a new thing. It's time to start focusing on some new things. Amen. It is time to move on and let go of the old life, your old way of thinking, Amen. And some of those old people that have, you know, caused you harm or that you've not grown in some of those relationships, but you're still holding on, amen. And so let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, then they are a new creation. The new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. So it's saying that the new is here. The new is already here. Right? You are an old creation in Christ. Amen. And so it's time that you start living like you are an old creation in Christ. Amen. I'm sorry, that you are a new creation in Christ and not the old person that you used to be, amen, with the old negative mindsets and the old bad habits, amen. And so let me say that, you know, if you continue dwelling on the old things, that old stuff, you know, you're not going to see the new things that God has planned for 2018. And the years after that, because focusing on the past tends to blur our focus, amen? So it makes it hard to see when God is trying to do a new thing because we're so focused and blinded by our past, amen? And so in order to move forward, you have to begin to look forward, amen? In other words, it's hard to see in front of you when you're constantly looking behind. Amen. I'm going to say that again. It's hard to see in front of you when you're constantly looking behind. Amen. And so let's go to Isaiah 43:19. And it says, do not call to mind the former things or ponder things of the past. Behold, I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. And so God wants to do a new thing. Amen. Will you let him? Will you allow him to do a new thing in you and a new thing around you and a new thing for you and a new thing with you? Amen. Because the thing is, God is a gentleman. He's not going to force you to do anything. He gives all of us free will. And so he will allow you to continue with that same old mindset. If you don't want to change it, if you don't put forth the effort to change it, God will allow you to continue in that same old mindset and those same old habits, the same old way of thinking, the same old way of doing things that are no longer serving you. And so when you know who you are, and that's why I asked the question earlier, who are you? Who are you? Do you recognize yourself? When you know who you are, then you will not want to turn back to the old, right? Because you're enjoying the new. Some of you have not taken the time to even enjoy the new because you're so focused on the old. Amen? And so Christ is in you, the hope of glory. Amen. Jesus is living big in you and in me. God is in us, right? And so I'm going to talk about that further, but I want to go to a commercial break. And when I come back, then we're going to continue and we're going to dive in. And I just want to remind you of who you are now, who you are after you gave your life to Christ. The old you is gone. You're no longer that person, amen. You're no longer that man. You're no longer that woman, amen. You are a new creation in Christ, amen, amen. Old things have passed away, amen. All things have become new. Here we go.
Caitlin, what are you doing? I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause. This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits? Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping. Wow, they even offer personal shopper services? Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in. What is their contact info? You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.
All right, we are back. We are back. We are back. Yes, that's Layla Simone, Shop for a Cause, where you can shop with a purpose and for a cause. That is my organization with my granddaughter, Layla. So check us out at LaylaSimone.com. Amen. Amen. So welcome back. So today we are talking about who you are now, who you are now that you have surrendered your life to Christ, who you are now, not the old you, because sometimes we allow the enemy to keep us focused on our old self, so much so that we don't enjoy the life that God wants to give you right now. Jesus has come that we might have life and have life more abundantly. And so if you want to live that abundant life, then you have to let go of the old life. You have to let go of the old way of thinking. You have to let go of the old habits. Amen? And so then you have to realize that, you know, now Christ is in you. He's in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus is living big in you. He's living big in me. God is in us. And so let's go to Colossians 1:27. Amen. It says, the mystery that was hidden for ages and generations, but is now revealed to his saints. You are God's saints. You're one of his saints. Amen. And so it's now revealed to his saints, to whom God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles. You are the Gentiles. The glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And then I want to read the New International Version. It says, to them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And then one more version, a New Living Translation. It says, for God wanted them to know that the riches and glory of Christ are for you, Gentiles, for you too, right? And this is the secret. Christ lives in you. Amen. He lives in you. This gives you assurance of sharing his glory. Amen. So Christ lives big in us. He lives big in you. He lives big in me every day. Amen. And so Christ on the inside of us is his manifested power and presence. You know, God wants to be God to us. He wants us to not only know about him, but he wants us to know of him. He wants us to know him, not just know of him, not just to know about him, but to know him personally, having that up close and personal relationship with him. Amen. And so now that you have that relationship, there are benefits to that relationship, you know. You don't have to worry about the same old things that you used to have to worry about, because now you have access to the good life. Amen. But you have to work. Faith without works is dead. You have to do your part. Amen. Nothing's just going to fall out of the sky for you. That's not what I'm saying. But we don't have to, we no longer have to think about our life the way we did prior to coming to Christ. We no longer have to think about our health. You know, we know that by the stripes of Jesus, we're healed, right? So if we get a bad report from the doctor, we know that we are a new creation. And so by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed, right? We know that if our money is funny, you know, God said that he would supply all of our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You know, he said that he would make us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, a lender and not a borrower. You know, that's all a part of the benefit package. Those are all a part of the promises that God has given us because we have relationship with him now, right? And so I just want to remind you of that because I think sometimes we forget who we are and whose we are. And so Colossians 1:25-29, it says, whoever is born again is a saint because you have been born again and because Jesus lives in you. You have the hope of glory. Amen. And so we have been sanctified by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Right? Doesn't mean that we're perfect. So, yeah, you're going to make mistakes, but you're not going to live a lifestyle of sin, right? No, you're not going to continue in sin, that grace may abound, God forbid, right? But you're going to recognize who you are now. You know, Jesus Christ, the anointed one, this includes, you know, God's presence in our lives, God's power in our lives, God's purpose in our lives, right? So that means that we are whole and complete in Christ Jesus, and his workings is working in us mightily. Amen. Hallelujah. That's some good news, right? And so you need to recognize who you are. You need to recognize whose you are. You're no longer that old person with a negative mindset, with all those old habits, right? No, not at all. That's not you anymore. You're a new creation in Christ. Amen. And so God is on the inside of you. He is greater than anything that you can ever go through. I'm going to say that again. God is on the inside of you, and because he's on the inside of you, he is greater than any problem that you can ever have, anything that you can ever go through. God is your Father, and you are born of him. So that means that no thing, nothing from your past, nothing from your present, nothing from your future, that includes any generational curses, can hold you back because God is your Father, and you are born of him. So let's go to 1 John 5:4. New International Translation. It says, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. And then the New Living Translation says, for every child of God defeats this evil world. And we achieve this victory through our faith. And so God is your Father, and you are born of him. Say that with me right now. Say, God is my Father, and I am born of him. And so what I want you to do is stop confessing who you used to be and start confessing who you are right now. Stop confessing who you used to be and start confessing who you are right now. You are a new creation in him. Old things have passed away. All things have become new, right? So you should be living, your whole life should be different. Your whole outlook should be on life should be different because we don't operate, we should have a kingdom mindset. We don't operate on a world system, amen? And so that means no matter what happens, we know that we can trust God because we have this relationship with him, amen? And he's not going to withhold any good thing from us. Amen. Doesn't mean that we're not going to have some struggle. Doesn't mean that we're not going to have some trouble. But it means that we're going to look at that thing differently because we know that God is with us and God is in us. Amen. And because he's in us, we can, first of all, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We don't have to operate any longer in our own strength. Amen. And so I want to go over those benefits with you again. And then I want to pray. Let's go over this benefit package again. I want you to say this with me right now. Say, because I am in Christ, I am a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. And because of that relationship, I have a benefit package because you have a benefit package. And so let's go over the benefits that come in the package. Psalm 103, 1 through 5. Bless the Lord. We want to bless him. We want to glorify him today. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Now, what are the benefits? He forgives all of your iniquities, those sins, those repeated sins, those sins. He forgives all. It says, forgives all thine iniquities. He heals all of your diseases. Doesn't say some. It says, he heals all of your diseases. Who redeems your life from destruction. Amen. Any destructive thing that's going on in your life, he has redeemed you from that. You are redeemed from the curse of the law. Amen. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Yes. Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Your youth is renewed like the eagles. And, I mean, I love this scripture so much because I talk, many of you who follow me know my story, especially if you read my first book, Tears in the Bottle. And I always say that I don't look like what I've been through because, I mean, that's just a fact. That's just a fact, okay? And God has preserved me. He has preserved my youth. He has renewed my youth like the eagles, amen? And so even though I've went through a lot, even though I've gone through a lot, amen, all kind of mess, all kind of abuse, God has renewed my youth like the eagles. And so when you see me, you don't see the old me, right? The old battered me, the old tore up from the floor up me. No, you see the new me, me operating in the newness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so my youth is renewed like the eagles. And so you need to begin to declare and decree that thing every day. You know, Scripture says when we declare a thing and decree a thing, it shall be established. And so what are you declaring and what are you decreeing every day? What are you declaring? What are you decreeing? Your words have power. What are you speaking out of your mouth concerning your situation? What are you speaking out of your life, out of your mouth concerning your life? What is coming out of your mouth concerning your health? What is coming out of your mouth concerning your finances? We're entering into a new year. Amen. I don't want you going into the new year in 2018 with the same mindset, the same words coming out of your mouth, the same old way of thinking, no. You need to know who you are and whose you are. You are a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world. And so you need to begin to confess this every day so that you can get this in your spirit. Amen. So we're gonna finish this year out strong, amen. We're gonna finish this year out strong. We're gonna know who we are and whose we are. We're gonna begin to operate in our gifts and talents, amen. We're gonna begin to reap the benefits, right, that come with this relationship, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And so let me just pray. Father God, I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you for your benefits, Lord God. I thank you for this new thing that you're doing within us, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you for giving us your son so that we can have a relationship with you, Lord God. And because it's through that relationship that we have your promises, Lord God. You made promises to us, Lord God. Hallelujah. It's through that relationship, Lord God, that we have benefits, Lord God. And we do. We bless you, Lord God. Oh, our soul, Lord God. And we will forget not all of your benefits, Lord God. We thank you today that you have forgiven us of all of our iniquities, Lord God. Hallelujah. That you have healed us of all of our diseases, Lord God. Hallelujah. That you have redeemed us, Lord God, from the curse of the destruction. You've redeemed our life from destruction, Lord God, and you've crowned us with your loving kindness and your tender mercies, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, today that you have satisfied our mouth with good things, Lord God. Hallelujah. So that our youth is renewed like the eagle. We thank you today, Lord. We just want to praise you. We just want to honor you today, Lord God. We just want to magnify you today for being who you are and whose you are in our life, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that we are of you. We are your children, Lord God, and you are our Father, and you are a good, good Father to us. We thank you for that today, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you want to have a relationship with us, Lord God. You don't want us to just know of you, but you want us to know you, Lord God, who you really are, Lord God. Hallelujah. And so we thank you today. We thank you. We praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord God, that everyone under the sound of my voice will enter into a new year knowing who they are in Christ, Lord God. They're going to get rid of the old way of thinking, Lord God. They're going to get rid of the old mindsets, Lord God. Hallelujah. They're not going to take that old stuff into the new year, glory to God. But they're going to walk in your newness. Hallelujah. They're going to walk in your newness in this new year that you're about to give us, Lord God. We thank you for the new year, Lord God. We thank you for getting us through the old, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, and we declare victory right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that we are born of you, God. Hallelujah. And because we are born of you, we overcome the world, Lord God, and we can declare the victory right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And finally, Lord, I pray above all things that we will prosper, that we will be in health, even as our soul prospers in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. God is so good. Remember who you are and whose you are. You are not that old person. And when the enemy starts putting those old thoughts in your head, you get rid of those thoughts. You reject those old thoughts in the name of Jesus and say, no, 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 no. Say, no, I am a new creation in Christ, so old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new, and I'm walking in my newness. Hallelujah. Walk in your newness. Accept the benefits. God has given you benefits. He's given you rights and privileges. Amen. You are a kingdom citizen, so you must have a kingdom mindset. Amen. I pray that God bless you today, ladies. Don't forget to join me in our Facebook community. It's a private group for ladies, but we do have some gents in there, so that's okay. It's all good. But definitely join me. And upcoming this month, well, not this month, but in January, we are having another virtual retreat. So definitely come in the group so you can get all the information about that. And, you know, when it's going to happen and when it's going to start and all the fun stuff that God's going to do in 2018. Amen. And so God bless you. And I pray that you have a happy new year. Remember who you are and whose you are. You are not that same old person. Amen. And don't you let anybody tell you that you are. You are not. You are a new creation. Old things have passed away. Say that with me right now. Say, old things have passed away. Behold, I have become new. Right? God lives big on the inside of you. Amen. Hallelujah. You need to know who you are and whose you are. I'm telling you. Don't go out. Take that mess into the new year, that old way of thinking. No. Take your rightful place. Know who you are. Declare your freedom today. Amen. Hallelujah. You are a new creation in Christ. Amen. Glory to God. I thank you for joining me this morning, and I'm going to go out. You know how I like to go out with Howard Hewitt. Here we go. God bless you. Have a great, marvelous week. I will see you next weekend. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Amen.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies. gave me your love. You gave me your son. Now I say amen.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.